I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
On the radio 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, you miss stuff? Well, John and Ken on demand, the podcast, that's on the iHeart app too. You want to see us on TV? We're going to be on Fox 11, the 6 o'clock news with Alex Michelson and Marla Tejas sometime in the 6 o'clock hour. Want to see us in person? Last time for Ken. Pastathon tomorrow at White House Restaurant in Anaheim.
Nice going.
I was
going
to say at Katarina Club, but no, that's the name of the chatter.
That's
charity.
The charity.
So the White House Restaurant in Anaheim, we're going to be on from 1 till 4. KFI.
All the shows will be there. That's right.
That's so
you can go and stay all day and watch them start at 5 in the morning till 10 at night.
That's a good use of your day.
I think people have done that in the past.
Yes, they
one
have.
Or two listeners, and maybe they take a short break or they come back. They want to see every person. And well, thanks to the pandemic, we haven't been as many shows outside the studio in the last several years.
No,
pretty much.
No, but we'll all be there tomorrow. I guess this is our first live Pastathon since shows. Yeah.
Since 2019.
Yeah.
Right. And then we used to be at the Crystal Cathedral.
Right.
We did a couple of years in a row there because it's a really big venue.
So we haven't been at the Anaheim White House since probably 2017.
That's right. So pastathon.com is the place to go to if you want to look up more information and help out with the efforts. So again, tomorrow, all the shows will be in Anaheim. Well, I did see this story the other day and I gasped. Oh, my word. What is it that John says? It's unspeakable.
Unspeakable.
That's going to stick in my head because you sent me a story one time. I forget what the story was, but you included your own little comment. This is unspeakable. And I said, he just sounds like an old woman.
Yes.
Who's got like a handkerchief over her face.
This well, is unspeakable. This is unspeakable.
I need the fainting couch. It's about a mysterious illness in China. Uh-oh. Speaking of 2019, John, where were you then? December of 2019 is when we first started seeing stories
about
a mysterious illness in China. And a lot of people here just ignored it, you know, because that's just not something that's on your radar. And, of course, that turned into COVID-19. So,
and nothing but good times since.
This is where the dumb person asks, what happened to COVID-20 then?
Yeah, there wasn't a sequel, was there?
No, they just kept calling it COVID-19 because it kept having subvariants and mutations. Well, here's the deal. We don't really know. But apparently there has been a big rise in respiratory illnesses and pneumonia clusters. I like that term. Pneumonia clusters among children, particularly in northern China. And the one thing I saw this morning was the old video that people were standing outside a hospital trying to get in. I'm like, oh, no. I started to have a nightmare of 2019 again.
I know. People wearing masks.
And the Chinese government lies. We know that.
Yes.
They lie. So whatever they're saying, don't believe it. And, of course, they're downplaying this.
Of course,
what they did with COVID-19.
That's right. China has no credibility for the next 1,000 years. I believe nothing they say. Nothing.
I have a quote from Marion Koopmans, a Dutch virologist who advised the World Health Organization. They did a lot of good, too, didn't they, back then?
Oh, yeah.
COVID-19.
That was a complete miss, that entire organization.
We have to be careful, she said. We need more information, particularly diagnostic information. Well, good luck getting that.
Yeah, this is where somebody should say the truth. We don't trust the World Health Organization, which is heavily financed by the Chinese, and we don't trust the Chinese. And they lie a lot, and they killed millions of people just a few years ago and never told the truth or owned up to any of it.
It says here, because apparently the standard wording of the alert, which came out just a few days ago, echoed the first ever notice about what would become COVID-19. Mm. And the words were undiagnosed pneumonia in China.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same term that they used back in 2019 for what's going on now. So that's what's troubling. Is there a lab near where these cases are?
Exactly. Well, they're working on biological weapons, and they don't mind testing these things out and taking out some of their own people.
Well, yeah, it's for the greater cause.
Right, exactly.
You know, you give one for all. Right?
And pneumonia is caused generally by a bacteria. And COVID is caused by a virus.
Okay.
So
well, that's then they called it undiagnosed pneumonia back in 2019. So that's what I'm saying, that that turned out to be a virus.
Right, exactly.
What are they up to this time?
What are they up to?
Scientists say the similarity of the two alerts has stirred still unfounded worries the surge may be caused by another emerging pathogen that could spark a pandemic.
Sure. Still unfounded. So this, this is ABC News? Good. They're still playing their part. Oh, sorry.
Actually, no, I'm reading from Reuters.
Reuters?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at an ABC thing. Okay. So it's unfounded. I see. In other words, that's a conspiracy theory.
Well, they said, based on the information we have so far, it could be a rise in common respiratory infections like the flu. Mm-hmm. As we are seeing in other parts of the world. But it could be a resurgence of COVID itself.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a new pathogen, ugh.
Yeah, or something entirely new.
They
cooked up in a laboratory funded by Anthony Fauci.
So you'll be glad to know the World Health Organization is in action, they say. We are working right on this. Rules governing on countries who work with who on potential outbreaks. I'm not going to push the pandemic panic button on the basis of what we know so far, but I will be very keen to see the response to WHO from China and the WHO's assessment following that.
And you know what's going to happen. This will spread to the U.S. just in time for Gavin Newsom to become president, and he will shut down the entire country for 5 years.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Tell me he's not dying to do that. He got a test run here and got rewarded for it, got reelected.
Authorities have attributed some of this to something called Mycoplasma pneumoniae, a common bacterial infection that typically affects younger children. Because apparently, that's where, unlike COVID, remember, it was killing all the old people and people with underlying conditions. And I don't know that there's death from this yet, but at the end, what can you believe from China? But it looks like, from what we're seeing and hearing, that it's younger people that are coming in for treatment and help in China from this mysterious ailment. But anytime you see clusters of people who
same time of year, too.
Banging down the door of a hospital, I get same time of year, too, right?
I think the very first cases were in November in China.
They were, and we started talking about it in December.
Right.
I remember that distinctly, December 2019, and I said, I don't know what this means, but for what it's worth, there's some mysterious illness affecting people in China.
And I remember tracking cruise ships, remember? There were cruise ships that had it.
Right.
And I think one of them docked in Oakland, and they wouldn't let anybody off the ship. And this is before it spread to the general population, and nobody knew what to do with this crowd stuck on the ship.
Right.
I think they were trapped there for a while.
So look at another story. China demands more fever clinics among pneumonia surge, but insists it is not a new pathogen.
Is this what we're calling it now? We're calling it pneumonia?
That's some kind of pneumonia, they think.
And then
symptoms include fever, lung inflammation without a cough, and pulmonary nodules, lumps on the lungs. That could be the result of a past infection. And again, it says in this story, which was came in a few hours ago, no deaths have been reported.
On the lungs?
Pulmonary nodules. Lumps on the lungs.
Lumps on the... I never heard of that.
You never had lung lump?
No. That doesn't sound good. Well, lung lumps? Jeez.
China's cabinet warned last Friday there's a risk of a rebound in COVID infections, too, along with influenza and this Michael.
Yeah, well, you know, that used to be a country I wanted to go visit.
But because we're in the winter and people are more indoors, there's a more of a surge in the number of cases. That's their official.
Right.
Well, we will keep an eye on this. All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
I will not be locked down again.
Me neither.
I will not.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
So what are you putting in the auction thing there for the Pastathon?
Oh, right. Should tell people, since you're not going to be part of this. This year, the big John prize, not the John and Ken prize, but the... We're gonna let a listener co-host the show for an hour.
Wow!
Now that we have an empty chair, you can fill it for an hour. We'll decide what the topics are gonna be.
Maybe that's a good idea.
Well, whoever wins, I'll give them one.
Oh, of the four topics or whatever, three topics you might talk
we'll
about.
See how long?
I know. Well,
it's supposed to be an hour.
Yeah, so you might get a crazy person.
So if you would like to co-host an hour with me, then you could bid tomorrow at the Pastathon.
Oh, you bid online, I think.
Oh, right. You donated pastathon.com, right.
And I think there's a link there for the auctions. That's usually how it works.
Yeah, I forgot.
I don't think it's all just tomorrow.
I still haven't caught up with the online bidding idea.
You haven't.
That should go for big bucks.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
But most people are going to be too nervous to do it.
Oh, Ray says no.
Oh, no.
Really? No.
Ray says what?
Ray says no QAnon kooks.
No Q.
Oh, yeah. How about some woke people?
How about a vegan?
Ray says woke people are okay because that would make good entertainment for
an hour with John would be driven crazy by a wokester.
There is a certain amount of money will take them, though.
Hey, you said it, not me.
A certain amount of money.
And no, we've hit the vegan maximum limit, according to law.
So one.
We get one.
One.
One exceeds the limit, but...
I don't ordinarily say this on Monday, but the Moist Line is coming back around on Friday. Leave your messages at 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886, and you can also use the iHeartRadio app. The reason I'm saying it is that it is my last Moist Line. So that'll be fun.
All right.
I will not be here the next Friday.
The farewell to Ken Moistline.
Well, it doesn't have to be. I can call whatever you want to call about.
There'll be an outpouring of grief.
There's not been an outpouring of grief.
No.
You must talk to different people.
No, you don't read the social media.
No, I do not. You're the one that told me not to.
Right, there's a lot of sadness.
It's a bunch of loony trolls.
They've been very
media.
Kind lately.
No, they've been
lately.
They've softened since your announcement.
Seriously, Ken, if you looked at social media, people are very sad that you're leaving.
Oh no, but I like the other half of that. It sounds like they were very unkind at the beginning.
No, well,
somebody hinted that. Was it John or was it Eric?
Many years ago.
No,
it was Eric. Yeah.
Often they're nasty online. What I'm saying, since you announced, though, the people that have been posting,
yes,
are overwhelmingly sad.
Okay, it's very interesting to see John Cobalt be kind. It's so rare.
Well, I'm telling you the truth. Look, if they were nasty, I'd be reading them out on the air.
Oh, well, people find that entertaining. I wouldn't care.
Well, there aren't any.
Really, there aren't any.
Word came on Friday that the former Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, was stabbed in prison. His mother is now speaking, saying that they did have to perform life-saving measures, but his condition is described as stable. You know, though, when I searched for the articles about this, you know what came up? Right. It shows you we're in a really, really different era. Now, I admit it was the New York Times and I forget where else. It's all about it's not safe in prison for the prisoners. That the federal prison system has a lot of problems. They don't have enough employees. Too many. Guys, they mentioned that Larry Nassar got stabbed, remember? Uh-huh.
Well, this is good.
Well,
this is all good.
That's how I looked at it.
I don't want the prisons to be fun places. So
I don't remember years ago seeing so many stories like that when there was prison violence. Wait, about, oh, there's just an unsafe place. They need to do something to protect the prisoners from each other.
So they actually think that they're going to get a lot of sympathy from people saying, oh, that's really awful that Derek Chauvin got stabbed. Oh, and Larry Nassar, who, how many hundreds of women did he molest?
Girls. Gymnasts.
Oh, he got stabbed too? Why? We have to have prison reform immediately. No, this finally is the justice system working.
He was serving 22 and a half years. Of course, this is the death of George Floyd. They're not saying who attacked him yet, although one story I'm reading says that his attacker was also taken to the hospital. Hmm. So I guess there might have been a scuffle between them.
I'd be handing out knives.
If
I was running the system.
The attorney general in Minnesota spokesperson said they're pretty sure he will survive the attack.
So they sent him to Tucson. Can you imagine what a federal prison in Tucson is like?
This is in Tucson, Arizona.
And it's way understaffed. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I'd take the exit bag.
Although I remember them saying that federal prisons are probably a slightly better place to go, that state prisons often have like the worst of the worst. Like California's felons go there.
Yeah.
And they commit all the local nasty crimes, the gang crime.
Well, California, we have overwhelming number of gang members in there.
I know. Not for long.
No.
We're just going to release them one by one.
Yeah. I mean, hey, look, if they release that guy who paralyzed the girl.
Last hour's story, right?
And they got a job on the Senate Public Safety Committee and Newsom celebrating Christmas with them, then now it's anything goes. Now we've crossed the line. It's total anarchy.
Yeah,
total.
There's only two ways people look at that story. Half will go, oh, that's nice. He's reformed. The other half will go, are you kidding me? Released already?
Yeah.
160-something-year sentence, and he's out in 12 years?
I want to find the person who thinks, oh, that's nice.
And
send him to the Tucson prison.
There are a lot of your West Side friends who, think that
people are hardening these days.
I just remember for years, and I remember Jesse Jackson would say this and other leaders would say this, think of all the money we spent on prisons. We could spend that money on sending these people to college. I'm like, yeah, there's a real equivalency there. They just missed college and instead went out and they murdered somebody on the street corner.
They were so close. I mean, you can go to college. You go to community college. That's practically free now. And they want to make it free. So he was folded.
It's a feeble excuse for now.
He was a shakedown artist.
I know, but they screamed for so many years that we spend too much money on prisons.
Not enough.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of
bit.
Us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn. Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Michael Rappaport, and my wife, Kibi Rappaport, starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio, 1 to 4, after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast. You could listen to what you missed. If you would like to see us on television, we will be there. On Fox 11, 6 p.m. news with Alex Michelson and Marla Diaz. Live interview. Just days away from Ken's departure.
I guess that's the subject, right?
Yes.
We're not going to talk about Newsom?
We can always hijack the interview and do what we want.
Just start talking about the news.
Right? What are they going to do to...
What about Israel Hamas?
And also, there's a podcast done by a radio guy named Dave Williams, who worked for many years in Los Angeles, and he interviewed Ken and interviewed me separately. And you go to conversations.buzz, and you can see those two interviews. So we are there in podcast, radio, television, and in person tomorrow at the Pastathon at the White House restaurant in Anaheim.
All right. Well, we have a couple of New York politicians in the news dealing with the sex assault claims. Now, the first one is the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams. And there's kind of a reason this happened. The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, last year signed the Adult Survivors Act, a one-year window for adult survivors of sex assault to sue their alleged abusers, regardless of when the abuse occurred. So because I think we're coming up for the deadline on that particular piece of legislation, we have Eric Adams facing sex assault allegations. The claims date back to 1993, 30 years ago. The woman and Adams did work for the city of New York. He was a police officer, I believe, then. Jamie Foxx is also facing assault allegations, a suit. It says it occurred in 2015 at a New York City rooftop bar.
And the record executive, Jimmy Iovine.
Oh.
He also got a last-minute lawsuit.
This is why Diddy was sued, too.
Who?
Diddy. Yes, to Diddy.
I think he's got three of them.
Yeah, and he settled one of them already very quickly.
Yeah. Although, according to a legal analyst, the vast majority are actually not celebrity cases, but they're cases that are being made against former inmates in correctional facilities like Rikers Island. The claim that correctional officers sexually assaulted them while they were behind bars.
Oh, no.
That's what she claims a lot of the sex assault allegations are coming from.
Oh, so, from guys complaining about male guards?
Or women.
Or women, yeah.
Yeah, women inmates, too.
Axl Rose.
Yeah, Axl Rose. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh, my God.
Two women. But yeah, Axl Rose has been hit with sex assault claims.
They're rock stars, they're rap stars, they're politicians.
I know, but it's like...
Cuomo, I mean, come on.
Now, Adams, of course, vehemently denies this. It says he was an officer in the police department's transit bureau in 1993. They're also a defendant in the lawsuit. He actually joined the police department in 1995 after the Transit Bureau was absorbed into the larger agency.
I don't think people should be bringing lawsuits for stuff that happened 30, 35 years ago. What are you supposed to do? You got a famous name. Anybody could smear you in a headline. And how are you supposed to prove something didn't happen from 35 years ago?
Well, listen to this. We don't know the plaintiff's name. The New York Times says... In 2008, she sued American Airlines, arguing an employee caused her to fall out of a wheelchair, injuring her back. After 4 days, the jury decided in favor of the airline, and she sued Miami-Dade County Public Schools back in 2009. She was denied compensation after she was attacked by a student, she claimed, as she lost a trial.
Yeah, how many crackpots now?
Last year, she sued a casino in Florida. Oh, yeah. My God. This woman is sued happy.
That's right. So pick a celebrity that you think people would believe, like a rock star, a rap star, or a politician, and you'll get shakedown money, right? Maybe they'll send you $100,000 to go away.
Right.
Now, that's why they have statute of limitations, so people can't pull crap like this.
But remember, after Me Too, the feeling was people just were too traumatized to come forward at the time.
That
they needed time to really get their head together.
Like everything else of the last, 5-7 years, it was just another wave of hysteria that absolutely overwhelmed the legitimate cases. Just everything is hysteria now. Since
now,
the internet, social media, that's what creates how you manipulate the world.
Another New York politician is in the news for two reasons. It's former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He's being sued by a former aide who says that he sexually harassed her while he was in office.
That one, I believe.
This is Brittany Camisso. You believe that one? Well, I think this came out back when he was in so much trouble over this.
Yeah.
11 women accused him of some form of sexual misconduct, so he quit in 2021. I saw a story that he might make a run for New York City mayor if Eric Adams falters.
Yeah.
Eric Adams, not over the sex harassment, that they're looking into his connections to Turkey.
The
nation of Turkey.
He made 80 trips to Turkey.
Well, why? As the mayor of New York, why?
Well,
not all while he was mayor, right? Probably even before that, when he was running.
I don't know, but that's because
remember, one of his top campaign fundraisers is she got her home raided by the FBI, and they're thinking that she may have had some connection to fundraising with Turkey to get favors. I think something about the Turkish consulate being built or being opened on the east side of Manhattan.
No, there's something smelly going on there with Eric Adams and the staff in Turkey. Adams was headed to Washington to take part in begging for migrant money from Biden. Karen Bass was going and all these other mayors, and he had to turn around and go back home to New York City because his campaign finance chief was getting roughed up.
Raided.
Yeah, it was getting raided by the government.
Yeah, so his troubles may not be over, and that's where the Cuomo rumor started, that he might try to make a political comeback by running for New York City mayor.
Cuomo wants back in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but he's you know what?
Braggart.
He goes, what did I do that Bill Clinton didn't do, that Donald Trump didn't do? He goes, what's the difference?
Me Too movement.
I'm making that up, but I'm sure that's what he's thinking.
I thought he did say that. The way you did that, I thought it was like a quote.
Well, that's what they're all thinking, right? Okay, I got to spend a couple of years in the barrel, but I'm coming out of this because I'm no different than the guys that have been president over the last 30 years.
Well, the Cuomo lawsuit from this woman is unwanted touching, and apparently there was a criminal case, but it was eventually dismissed. A county prosecutor thought that it was just too hard to prove the case. So, but that doesn't close the window on a civil case. And that's what's happened in this attempt at Cuomo. And again, it also came from the Adult Survivors Act.
And I think a lot of these are shakedowns.
Yeah, it's kind of like waving the flag. This is your last chance. So if you really want to step forward with some kind of claim for whatever you think happened to you, you got to do it now or never.
The accuser has all the power. Because you're the one with the huge career, right? And you're the one with a lot to lose. The anonymous accuser has got nothing to lose here.
Yeah, that's true. They might as well put it out there and see what happens. All right, we'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, I'm being inundated with Cyber Monday deals. Isn't it exciting? No.
Yeah, you get a lot of junk email.
My texts, little texts are popping up.
Yeah, I know. I've been blocking and unsubscribing.
Yeah. I see a story here that a woman apparently got dragged 50 feet during an attempted purse snatching at a Costco in Industry. She was dragged by an SUV. This happened last night.
Dragged by an SUV?
Yeah, she was placing items into her car when a dark-colored SUV pulled up and one of two occupants got out and tried to take her purse. The woman held on to it. So she was dragged by the car for about 50 yards.
Oh, no, let go.
Yeah, she didn't want to let go. Maybe something really important was in there. I know. It's not a way of fighting. But her injuries were not serious, but they did have to take her to the hospital for treatment.
Oh, that really hurts.
But that's the really, really low thief to just spot a woman in a parking lot, like a drive-by, just pop out of the SUV, grab her purse, and run.
That's the thing. You can't do ordinary things like go to the Costco.
Yeah, and 6:40 was already dark.
Right. You can't do it. And that's the stuff that should be enraging if people were normal and voted for different politicians or a district attorney who at least would let you go to the Costco parking lot at night without fearing for your life. I mean, that's a minimal request here.
Something else that popped up. I don't, because there's so many choices now in terms of what you want to stream or how you want to watch TV channels or what do you want. Pluto TV. Ever heard of Pluto TV?
Oh, yeah, it's a streaming service.
Like YouTube TV?
Yeah, it runs commercials.
They have a car chase channel that they introduced a while back. So I guess they have to replay them because there can't be car chases 24/7 somewhere in the world, right? And I guess they just pick up
they have
local TV stations coverage of
best car chases of the past.
Well, it says here, watch adrenaline-fueled car chases in a high-speed drama 24/7, including live coverage of real-time chases.
Right, okay.
So that's what I'm saying. They probably have to replay chases that were particularly dramatic and over the top. And
they could just buy the library of LA car chases from the local stations here.
Oh, you would think so.
Yeah. And that's Conway's next stop. That's his next career move.
There's a story this afternoon that it was a stolen car chase in Long Beach, and an innocent driver lost his arm.
Oh, no.
Pablo Barrera's truck was violently struck last Friday afternoon at an intersection in Long Beach while deputies chased a stolen Dodge Charger. The fleeing car slammed into his white truck that was turning left at the intersection, and it sent the cars into a traffic pole that came down. He is still fighting for his life in critical condition, but he lost his left arm in the fiery crash. They did, of course, take the pursuit suspect into custody, but a couple of these stories pop up because these police chases can get pretty nasty with the way they end up. I'm just looking at the video of the... apparently a bystander, of course, whipped out their phone as the cars raced by and smashed into the traffic pole and resulted in this man losing his arm. So, I don't know. Remember they had that debate years ago about whether or not they should just pull back on car chases because of the risks to innocent people who might just be out there on the roads and not be
aware. Hear that from time to time. And next thing you know, there's another 3-hour car chase.
Yeah, there's...
In fact, I figure we'll get bumped on Fox 11 tonight by a car chase.
That could happen. And there should be different levels. If you find out this is a wanted murderer, I think you need to go after them, right? If you find out it's a stolen car, I don't know if that's all there is.
Yeah. Well, sometimes these guys have criminal records.
Yes, I know. They're wanted for other things.
There's a lot of warrants out.
Yeah. So... You want to chase them down and pick them up for... And honestly, I'd like them to round up all the people they can. But of course, this being California, who's going to stay in prison anyway?
There's no point doing it anymore.
Remember we made that joke years ago? Does anybody follow up to see what happens to these car chase people after they're apprehended? How much time do they actually serve, if any time at all?
I guess we have the answer. If Gascon has 14,000 cases unprosecuted, I think we know what happens.
It's a lot of car chase people.
Yeah.
Never bothered. I think it's a lot of theft too.
Yeah, the theft guys, right? Nobody's ever owned up to if the theft guys are in prison.
Right. They probably have a system where, oh, if it's non-serious, non-violent, just toss it in that pile.
Conway's here. 24-hour car chase channel.
Oh, yes.
On Pluto TV.
Yeah, that's great.
That's your next career move.
It's stolen from me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was my idea.
I think you could be a color commentator.
Yeah, you could be a host.
Yes, but I'm I don't know what that pays. You know,
versus the vast amounts you make.
That's right.
I was gonna say,
you might be able to pull off both gigs.
John,
right?
Let me look at it again. Give me that thing. So tomorrow might be your last opportunity as a listener to meet Ken Champeau.
Yes, I know.
Well, I just,
well, it's true.
True.
For most people, most ordinary people.
Not me. You know,
first of all, we've been doing shows. It's the same people that come, but
it's the same nine people. You're right.
Well,
you're the one that draws. Every time we did the Pastathon, well, wow, your crowd shows up.
His crowd doesn't work.
Well, it's also, it was after hours. Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't 4 p.m. That's true.
It was 7 p.m. when everybody was drunk and out of work.
Yeah.
No,
and now,
remember those Trump debates? Your crowd came charging in.
It was 1,000 people at those things. And only, there were 1,000 people, and 998 of them were for Donald Trump. And two were from Hillary.
They were hiding.
It was an odd audience. Yeah. Anyway. All right, tonight on KFI, Southern California residents are targeted in burglaries. We'll talk about that. The crime rate's going through the roof. A lot of empty stores over the last 3 or 4 days. I have a theory on that. And if you came back to LAX on Sunday, it was supposed to be the biggest nightmare ever. And people said they walked through like the airport was, you know, 40 years old and nobody lived in LA anymore. There was no problems out there. Not a single delay.
I read they had 45,000 planes in the air, which was the highest number ever across the country.
But what happened was a lot of the East Coast flights, a lot of them got canceled or delayed.
Oh.
And so all the planes were supposed to be coming to LAX at between 6 and 8 o'clock.
Right.
They never made it.
They had a big storm.
Right. So the guys flying from Vegas, home, they breathed. Yeah. There was a breeze for them.
Are those people still stuck? I wasn't keeping track. Are
you know what? That's on them. If you live in a place where it snows, that's on you. I couldn't really care less.
Can't care about everybody.
No, you've decided to stay in the snow. There are opportunities outside of snow belts. This is one of them.
Ding dong
with the snowbirds.
So, all right, tonight Ken and I are going to be on Fox.
Yes, 11. We're going to watch that live at 6 o'clock
with Alex Michelson and
what time does it come on? Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to monitor it and watch it and keep it on.
We're the floating segment.
We'll be on live here.
You know, and a car chase could
throw you off the air.
Yeah,
we'll be in the green room waiting till 7 and be told to go home.
We'll get preempted.
So if you don't like John and Ken, get in your car and run away from the cops.
That's right. Right. All right. So,
ding dong.
6 o'clock tonight on Fox 11. Ken and I will be interviewed by Alex and Marla. And we've got Crozier with the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever
you get your podcasts.